Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Rob here, getting ready for this special feed drop of the wrestling wrap up here in the Rob Has a Podcast feed. Now, if you hadn't heard that I have rediscovered a love for professional wrestling here over these last few months, thanks to Matt and Mari of the Wrestling Wrap Up, and I am in deep and very excited for this weekend's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. It's not really pay-per-view anymore. They're on Peacock, but premium live event is what they call them now. But I am very excited for this weekend's event. And so I was so fortunate to get the invite to join Matt and Mari on their Money in the Bank preview podcast, where we were joined by the great Stan C of the Wrestling podcast. And so we have here for you a special presentation of the Wrestling Wrap Up. If you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe over at robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed. Enjoy the preview of Money in the Bank.
Throw them up, lay it down, just like Matt and Mari. Wrestling Liver Half Up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, rush it in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw them up, lay it down, just like Matt and Mari. Wrestling Liver Half Up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Wrestling Wrap Up podcast. I'm your host, Mari Forth. And with me today, I have RHAP's greatest wrestling podcast faction. You can say we are the evolution of wrestling podcasting. I have Matt Scott, a.k.a. Randy Orton, with me. I have Ric Flair, a.k.a. Rob Cesarino, with me.
Is that because I'm old, Mari?
I think that's what that is.
And I have Stan.
I hope it's because I'm from North Carolina now.
Batista.
Pinoy Pride.
And of course, I'm your host, Mari Triple H. How are you guys doing? Let's start with Matt. So glad to have everybody here. Matt, are you ready for Money in the Bank?
No, because I want to be the Batista, but we could dive in. You know, I don't think any of them have been money in. Nope, none of them have been Money in the Bank winners. So no connection there. But I am ready to cash in my briefcase. I'm ready to win my championship and ready to talk about all of it with all of you. I'm going to be the last member in the Money in the Bank match for the
old man. How about you?
Let's not make that a thing. I'm like the Miz. Okay, we're not doing that. Okay,
we're getting fired.
But no, I'm so excited for Money in the Bank. I'm really pumped up for Saturday night. We're having a Money in the Bank party. I got that my 8-year old. I got permission that he is allowed to stay up for a Saturday night. Money in the Bank this week. So we are locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Love that. And Stan, our favorite announcer. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. How are you? Thank you. I'm well. I'm getting ready for the premium live event as well. I've got my notes ready and I'm just compiling stats upon stats that I can throw out there once we call the show on Sunday morning here in the Philippines.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. We won't be able to hear you, but we'll support you, of course.
Of course, no. We'll get our VPNs up and running and listen and tag along. We'll listen along. So we've got you.
So we are off the rails already. So I hope you're watching us on YouTube. We are just making the funniest faces, making each other laugh. So I am so glad to be here for this Money in the Bank preview with my main men here. Let's talk about some news. Not really news, but really just, we had John Cena Appreciation Night on Monday, on Monday Night Raw. And I mean, we knew it was coming like all month and stuff because it's Cena month and all of that. But it was actually like really fun. You know what I'm saying? It was actually pretty cool seeing like Cena come back and kind of interact with the roster. They did a pretty good job. It didn't just feel like kind of empty. Rob, what did you think about Cena Appreciation Day?
Yeah, overall, it was a really fun night. I loved all the stuff backstage that my son was very excited. They were hyping it up for a couple of weeks that Cena was going to be coming back. And so, yeah, we were like really pumped up on Monday night. And overall, it went to a big crescendo. But then John Cena just came out and talked.
Yeah, I mean, that's about right. I truly wasn't expecting him to take a bump or anything.
He had his knee pads on, though. You never know with him.
True.
He literally dresses the same, whether he's wrestling or like seeing the Make-A-Wish kids or whatever he's doing. So you never know. But I was curious. I'm like, he has his knee pads on. You never know if someone's going to hit him with a steel chair and we'll start a feud for SummerSlam.
True. Stan, how did you what did you think about John Cena Appreciation Night?
So first off, I'm wearing my John Cena t-shirt.
Yes, love
nice. That.
In celebration of Cena Month and Cena Week. I gotta point out that backstage segment where he was acknowledging everybody backstage. And Becky Lynch really stood out because she was in her own little corner sulking while everybody else was like breaking character and being a human being. Becky was still really upset, which is very much on brand with what she's going through right now. And it reminded me of something that Christian Cage once said in interviews, which is, if you're in a backstage segment, even if you're a background character, you have to do your best to stand out in that role. And Becky did that. So I have to commend her for that because that was really funny. But the second thing is, I really love how, everybody just loves John Cena now. I guess we finally taken the opportunity to acknowledge him for the legend that he is and everything he's done for the industry. So I'm happy that we got to have this opportunity to just celebrate the guy. And I was expecting Theory and John Cena to go head-to-head, have a physical altercation, but that didn't happen. But SummerSlam's, what, a month away? So I guess we still have time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe Becky didn't want to accidentally pull a Paul London and get fired.
Oh, right? Cheesy. That is a deep cut. Grin.
Yeah, deep cut. How about you, Matt? Any favorites, any segments stand out to you? Like, really?
Oh, well, you know what? I think I loved all of it, but I really did love that opening backstage segment. I wasn't expecting us to get the earlier today moment, and I watched that back just because it's always so fun anytime we get to see the wrestlers interacting with each other. Just it's like watching a dog walk on its hind legs a little bit, because you're like, what, John Cena knows these people, he's actually acknowledging them. And then it's funny because I'm like, what, he just walked by MVP, he probably knows MVP's been around forever. And it's like, are they staying in character, or does John Cena have heat with MVP? Who knows? Yeah. We don't know. But I loved that. And I think it really speaks to John Cena's, I'm assuming, his improv skills, because there's no way that was scripted out, each of the interactions. He kind of was just doing his thing, and it was great. And then you saw how much they loved him. He's out in the ring. You see how much the fans love him and are just like interacting with him. He's begging them to cheer more and to have some enthusiasm. They attempted to do that. So I loved it. And I also don't usually enjoy Cena showing up as much as I did for this past episode for the 20th anniversary, which was amazing.
I think I really liked the Seth Rollins, him and Seth Rollins interaction. Yeah. Seth Rollins, how do you walk up to somebody cackling their theme song, first and foremost? He's literally laugh cackling his theme song. Then he says, hey, you remember when I broke your nose into like a tiny piece? Everybody's on Twitter was like, that is such a crazy way to start a conversation with somebody. Like, right. Remember when I severely injured you? And it was just, that was just really funny to me. I loved everything he did with the Street Profits. That seemed like a really good rub with Montez and Dawkins. I thought that was just so cool. So I liked it. Oh, the Omas bit too. Yeah.
What about with Ezekiel?
Yeah. Yes. The whole time I was sitting there, I was like, did Cena ever work with Elias? Like, I think he did. I think he has. Yeah. So
yeah, WrestleMania 34.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And Mari, did you catch though that they were discussing that Ezekiel and Elias's brother?
Yes.
Elrond. Mari, you called it last week. Is that their older brother? It's probably their older brother.
Sad Kevin Owens got injured and wasn't able to work Raw, because like I was really looking forward to how they were gonna let Elrond play out.
Dang, did he get injured? Well, that's some breaking news.
Reportedly injured, yeah. So I don't know. WWE hasn't announced anything officially, but that's what, you know, the dirt sheets are reporting, so.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, boo, yeah. Yeah, so there is a confirmation. There is a third brother.
The three faces of Elias. Yep. Or is it Elrond? I don't know which one to refer to them by.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. But, Mark, I think you nailed the name.
Well, okay.
Actually,
I did. But the funny thing is, I did. But I was like, I saw that on Twitter somewhere, and I didn't think that was the confirmed name because I didn't hear it off TV. And then, so when I said it on the thing, I was like, wait, what? And then when he said it, I was like, okay, maybe he said it before, and then somebody else knew, because I didn't think that was going to be the name. So that's why I said. Weird, wow. Yo. Weird.
No, you're psychic, Mari. That was impressive.
Yeah, weird. But that of all the names, like there was so many. I feel like there's other E names we could have gone with, but it's okay.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see how. I really want to see what that third gimmick looks like.
Shout out to Matt Elrond. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Any more final thoughts about John Cena? I think this is a good door to open up for maybe if he comes back for SummerSlam. There's nothing like really concrete.
I've got a thought about, since you mentioned the word door. I was joking on Twitter the other day that John Cena is the real forbidden door, because they got Chris Jericho and The Big Show Bryan Danielson to appear in the video segment. So I want to know how that went down, how WWE reached out to AEW, what they agreed on. But man, if that happened on Raw, then John Cena is the forbidden door.
Yeah. Good Look, point.
It was bizarre. I'm like, what? We're getting Daniel Bryan, and the fact that that's not even that man's real government name. They're like, we're gonna call you Daniel Bryan whether you like it or not, because we're definitely not gonna plug you in AEW Bryan Danielson.
They did it with Big Show too.
They did it. Just said The Big Show, right? I mean, and honestly, I will say, with The Big Show and his big beard too, like he did look a little bit different than last time I saw him, like front and center, I think, wrestling on AEW TV. So maybe, you know, I get the separation. I do wonder what the agreement was with AEW, but I could also imagine Vince McMahon just texting everyone like, hey, could you record a cell phone video and just send it over to me? Don't ask Tony Khan. Who cares? He doesn't care. So it works out pretty well. It's AEW. They don't have structure.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I'm not dragging them.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dragging.
And I bet they don't mind having their wrestlers shown to wrestling fans on Monday Night Raw. Like, hey, remember this person? Yeah. Remember this person?
No, of course not.
Come catch him on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is Chris Jericho?
He's a lot, honestly. You don't want to Google that, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can always send us any long form questions. Send them to wrestling@robhaswebsite.com. Send us via email. You can follow us on Twitter @WrestlingRehapUp on Twitter. Use #WrestlingRehapUp to join the conversation. You can also join our official unofficial Facebook group. Rob,
I'm in there. Okay. I should have, like, I was like, oh, boy, I'm like, Mari said she was gonna invite me and then never did. And then I was like, oh, wait, and then I heard you saying, like, oh, and he didn't even accept. I'm like, oh, let me see it. And they're like, okay, I have access. Yeah, I should have, like, made like a crazy post.
You should have.
I'll do it before this podcast drops.
Okay. Thank you.
So join Job Has a Squadcast. You can reach out to us and we'll get you in there. Of course, we have our podcast feed. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Please rate and review so that other people can find us. Also, it's almost the first of the month. So you know what that means. RHAP Patreon. Go join the RHAP Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/RHAP. What can they expect over there?
Oh, well, we're going to do a lot of stuff for Big Brother. If you are into the Big Brother, well, we got a lot of stuff coming your way. We'll have a lot of bonus content. We did the Q&A with Taryn Armstrong last season. We're going to bring that back and have a lot of other fun stuff, including the slop for our Big Brother coverage, Big Brother Facebook group, and much more this July here on Rob's website, Patreon.
Fun. Well worth it as well. Lots of good stuff over there. So make sure you go become a patron. So let's just take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about the highlights of the week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. Highlights of the week. It is Money in the Bank. So every week we discuss the highlights. This week, of course, we're previewing Money in the Bank. So we'll be talking about the Money in the Bank match card. All of the highlights we talk about, you can find them in the description below or in your show notes. Hopefully you're watching us here on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com. Look for Rob Has a Podcast. Wrestling or Hat Book. Okay, so the first match we're going to talk about, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. So this is very interesting here. I want to get y'all takes because right now we have Seth Rollins versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre versus Omos versus Sami Zayn versus Riddle. But there's still a mystery guy there. And we already had the match that said it was a last chance match. So what's happening? Matt, what's going on?
Look, we were speculating a lot about how many people are in this match. Mari, you put a lot of energy into this, into counting. Mm-hmm. I thought we agreed that there's going to be eight of them. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going with the lucky number seven for the Money in the Bank. Yeah. So I don't really know, Mari. I feel like sometimes like we keep up, but they also make things up along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, seven for the women. Yeah, seven. Yeah. Weird. Rob, what do you think is going on? Who's running in?
So this is going to be really interesting. I wonder if we're going to get, the final person on SmackDown this week. We had the Battle Royal on Monday night. Like, could we see a similar SmackDown Battle Royal? Although I don't know how many people are in the mix on SmackDown that we're going to potentially add to it.
But that's the thing. That's what doesn't make sense because there are SmackDown superstars in that last chance match. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so confused as to what's going to happen. I mean, and then I'm like thinking about the SmackDown roster itself. This is basically the pushed, you know, that's the top of the card right there. The only other people I can think of them pushing would probably be maybe they kind of need a high flyer in there. So maybe we get Ricochet in there somewhere. Stan, what do you think?
So before I say anything about the card, I just want to put this disclaimer out there because I'm in CYA mode, cover your ass mode. I don't know anything about what's going to happen. All I know is the same as everybody else, which is like the match card, right? So from what I remember watching on Raw, that seventh spot should have been between Kevin Owens and Ezekiel/Elias/Elrod. But since that match didn't happen, we still have that TBD spot, right? So I have no idea what's going to happen on SmackDown. I'm with you here. If Kevin Owens gets cleared for SmackDown, then I wouldn't be surprised if they have that match on SmackDown, since I guess at this point, everybody's jumping between brands in the lead up to Money in the Bank.
Right.
So that wouldn't surprise me the least.
On Raw, yeah, Kevin Owens was supposed to fight either Ezekiel or Elias. He accepted the challenge last week on
Raw. Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But part being a getting a invite to Money in the Bank was not part of that stipulation, but that would make sense.
Hmm.
I'm disappointed that Elrod wasn't in the mix for that conversation. But also, like, does Elrod end up in this match? Does Elias end up in here? Does Ezekiel end up in here? I don't They kind of missed the boat on that, unless he shows up on SmackDown, or maybe they'll just announce it on social media like they'll sometimes God. Do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has happened in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised either.
No.
I'm trying to think who else is there. It's like Madcap Moss, Ricochet.
From SmackDown or just in general?
From SmackDown, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. But okay, so that's the logical stuff out the way. Mm-hmm. What about, because Cody Rhodes had this really
so now you're
really
okay.
Good promo.
What are you about to say? Are you? Keep going, Mari. Don't say it. I told you.
Cody Rhodes had this really good babyface promo where he talks about he had his surgery. He told us 9 months is the timeline. Okay, so that means not 9 months. Confirmed. And then he goes down every competitor of the match, says very complimentary things about every single one of them, ending on his nemesis, Seth Rollins, and talking about how much the Money in the Bank contract has eluded him. I mean, technically, what was that? Was that last year or was it 2 years ago? Brock Lesnar just kind of entered himself in the match, like just walked in the match. So, I mean, Cody could do the same thing. I mean, I wouldn't want him to take any type of bumps.
Yep. Well, get out the way. All he needs to do is climb a ladder, you know?
Exactly. Which
he could probably do
when you put it that way. Arm.
Yeah, that's all.
Just one arm.
I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah. In the injured superstar department, is it possible that Randy Orton could be back for Money in the Bank?
I think not. I think he's really serious. Yeah.
Cody Rhodes is more likely. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess.
I wouldn't put my money on it, Mari. Like, I think that's incredibly optimistic. I'd love to see Cody back, but I'd also love to see Cody get healthy. So I think in the power rankings of what I want to see Cody Rhodes do, I would put be healthy over being Money in the Bank.
But to be fair with Cody, like, yeah, really, like, considering this for a second, I mean, he did wrestle with his injury and it was nasty, right? And he did just get surgery. But is there a world? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up. I don't see him wrestling a match, but
climbing a ladder.
That's a household task.
That's literally all he would have to do, technically.
Yeah.
And then he could carry it that whole 9 months while he gets healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't
cash in for WrestleMania or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
We don't condone wrestling injured, but I thought that was a really, really good promo. I thought he put over every single one of them.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I was trying to look up the SmackDown roster.
What about Shinsuke?
Yes, I will. He was in the match. I'm trying to figure out who all was in that match.
Yes, yeah, he was in the Rumble, and he also lost. I think he lost the qualifying match to Sami Zayn. Yeah,
exactly. So it's just weird because they put everybody in that Last Chance Rumble, and then there's one spot open. So is it truly the last chance? I don't understand.
We haven't mentioned the New Day because they can put in either Kofi or Woods in it, and neither of them were in the Battle Royal on Monday night. So what's stopping anybody from putting them in that TBD spot in case Kevin Owens or any of the Ezekiel brothers or Cody aren't available?
Yeah, I'm like looking at the... a picture, like, I mean, they had everybody in there. There's Ciampa. I think I see Bobby Lashley was in there. AJ Styles, he's already in it. Him and Miz. What about the him and Miz been having this weird feud that's kind of been like offline? Like, it's very interesting. It feels like very secondary to, I guess, Money in the Bank.
AJ Styles has, you know, he had this, everything that was going on with Judgment Day Finn Balor mm-hmm. quit being his friend.
Yeah.
Would join Judgment Day, and he never commented on it.
True.
Yeah, that one throwaway line where he said, one of my best friends left me for dead or something like that.
He was more mad at Seth Rollins about what he did to Cody Rhodes.
I mean, it's a sensitive subject, Rob. We can't expect him to go there emotionally.
I guess so. He's not ready to talk about it.
He's breaking up his partnership of three weeks. Yeah.
Hey, protecting his peace.
Okay, so I guess we're done speculating on the last person. Let's talk about who we think is going to win. I feel like there's a couple of like made storylines kind of coming into this. We have Sheamus and Drew already feel like they're kind of setting up a feud, like with Heyman like trying to strip both of them. Right. It feels like a ready made feud for Roman. Of course, Riddle's been pushed like for the past like 3 or 4 months at this point. Omos doesn't have anything coming into it, but really good rub from John Cena there. And then Seth is just Seth. So with them keep referencing the greatest cash in too, that's really like up in the ante for him. So let's see. Let's start with Stan. What's your prediction for who you think might win this?
I can't really see anybody but Riddle holding the money in the bank. Oh, just because he's a made man coming out of that match with Roman on SmackDown. And I don't know about you, but I'm having flashbacks to 2004 when Benoit was challenging Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship. And then they said that Benoit couldn't challenge anymore as long as Brock Lesnar was champion. So he wins the Royal Rumble, goes on to headline Mania. And I think that's the same framework for Riddle being able to challenge Roman again, despite losing that match on SmackDown. Again, I'm just speculating here because I don't know anything that's going on, but I can only see one guy walking out, and that's Riddle.
Good point. Rob?
Boy, there's so many different ways it can go. The one thing I'm going to be saying, take this one to the bank. It's not going to be Sheamus. Oh. Okay? Sheamus shouldn't even
Dang,
be
there. Rob.
Get Sheamus out of there.
Wow.
But... So I think, and I've thought a lot about this. I was very heavy on Seth Rollins, but I'm starting to feel more Drew McIntyre because I feel like that we were getting teased a lot of Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. And then they had the six man tag that was at WrestleMania Backlash. And it was like, it felt like we were building to Roman versus Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre never got a title shot out of all that. It seemed like that Roman Reigns was kept running away from Drew McIntyre. And I thought that was going to be SummerSlam, but then bring in Brock Lesnar. So I feel like Drew McIntyre is going to be my official pick. And then we have a Drew McIntyre-Roman Reigns feud.
Good pick. Matt?
Oh, lots of pressure. By the way, Rob, I don't appreciate the Sheamus erasure. He's a friend of the podcast. He did tweet us once, and we still value that.
Thank you, Sheamus. Shout out to you.
Thanks for being a listener, a loyal listener. Yes. You know, I also just want to speculate on this last spot. Where is Roman Reigns? Could he be in that final spot in this match?
Why would he be? He has both the championships.
Yeah, but then he could have the money in the bank and then no one could have a shot.
He's not on the card.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm going to assume that Roman will be in this spot. I love the idea of Cody showing up. I don't see that happening for obvious reasons. But, you know, okay, we have Drew, Sheamus. I feel like they cancel each other out. And I don't. They love Riddle. They really love Riddle. But I just want to go with Seth here, regardless of who's in that final spot. Again, assuming it can't be Cody for injury reasons. Seth could win the Money in the Bank briefcase for the second time, and then Cody could win it from him. I feel like Cody's going to get the briefcase somehow at some point. I don't think it'll be through this match. And then, you know, if it's Roman, for instance, who's in this match, I mean, Riddle had that gutsy performance against Roman. So maybe, you know, Roman's the spoiler stopping him. His former Shield teammate, Seth, gets the win. I think that's what's going to happen here. And as a disclaimer, similar to Stan, I don't work for WWE, so I don't know the spoilers. But that's definitely it's a spoiler. That's definitely what's going to happen. Mari?
I just realized AJ Styles is not in this match. How is he not in this match? I forgot that he went against Seth. That is so stupid. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I unfortunately think I completely agree with Stan. I think they're going to give the briefcase to Riddle. I think if they want a pure pop, like a pop, I think they'd give it to him because they built him up really well over the past couple of months. I would love to see Seth with it because we already know Seth is good with Money in the Bank. But as you were talking about, I realized that last year when Big E won it, after Big E won it, Seth won that like contract thing where he was holding a contract like over Big E's head for like a few months. So he essentially had Money in the Bank without having the briefcase after already having the briefcase before. So it works great with his character, but they can't keep doing that. Can't keep going back to the well. And Omos is just, I think he's too green and he's not built it up enough in order to, get the briefcase. And I do think that Drew is a good pick, but I don't know if they'll Money in the Bank. I don't like Money in the Bank on baby faces. Really? I think it's better in heels. I love when heels like are constantly teasing it. I hate when baby faces say, "Hey, I'm going to face you on this day in this arena." Like that takes away the funness of Money in the Bank. So, and Drew would do something like that. Like Drew would do that. Now, sure. Riddle, I think would be an opportunist because, you know, learning from Randy. So I think I'm going to unfortunately go with Riddle. I do want to see who this last person is, because if you're looking at this like lineup, this is just like a lot of big meaty men. And this is like, they don't have anybody who's going to, it doesn't look like they have anybody who's going to be flying around here. So I would love a high flyer to bounce. I love like bases and flyers. This is just a whole lot of bases around here. So unless they're just going to be like hammering people with ladders, I would love a little bit of high flyingness going on. Maybe.
Well, you know what? None of us have talked about Sami Zayn. He's right there.
Yeah.
It could be him.
Sami can fly if he wants
fly.
To.
If they want to. That's a him and Seth. Like, if they feel like it, they'll jump around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very interesting match. I think.
I want to know, Mari. Could Sami get the win?
No. Ooh. There's no way. There's no way.
That would be super compelling. Like, that's my favorite story on SmackDown right now. Sami and the bloodline and all that. That could be his avenue to turn babyface down the road.
Don't tempt me with a good time. But I don't know about that. I don't know.
I didn't even consider that until Matt put it out there into the universe. I want to manifest that energy.
Yes. Ugh. All the energy to Sami Zayn. Because Sami deserves it. But I don't know. A lot of people in that match there.
But wouldn't that be a lot of friction though between him and the bloodline, that he wants to be in the bloodlines a bit and then he's holding the Money in the Bank briefcase?
It would be so cool. They've actually done a very good job of like building each and every one of those people for having a reason to win. So kudos that. Technically they have with Sheamus. Him and Drew were screwed over kind of. Yeah. So Rob, what is
this? Wow.
Leave Sheamus alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Sheamus hate. I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, that's definitely a better like creative match, like going into it with everybody having like, you know, being possible winners. Let's talk about the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. So we have Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Asuka versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch. And it's like, how is it just going to be Becky? Is it not just going to be Becky? Am I alone here, Rob? What do you think?
I mean, Becky is on the poster for Money in the Bank. It's her and Seth Rollins.
That's right.
I think it's going to be Becky.
And she hasn't won it. She mm-hmm. hasn't won it before. Alexa has won it before. Asuka has won it before. They're like the two with the most credibility after Becky. Would love for Liv to win it. Again, if a babyface is going to do it, I would like for Liv to win it. But we have two babyface champions, so it just doesn't make sense unless they plan on taking the belts off of Bianca or Ronda. We have one babyface champion and a champion who thinks she's a face. So wow. it doesn't make sense.
You said it.
Raquel Rodriguez getting it, maybe. I mean, they're very high on her. That'd be a lot very soon, very quickly. Shotzi has no chance, I'm thinking.
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean,
no chance in hell, some might
yeah say. Oh no. And Lacey Evans, I think if she had came back maybe a week or two earlier, that she could have been a contender, but I think she's still trying to settle into whatever character mm-hmm. they're trying to give to her. So I can't see it not be Becky at this point. Stan?
I kind of agree, because you know, with what you said about Money in the Bank being in a better spot if it's held by a heel, I think it would be pretty fun seeing Becky just taunting either Bianca, or maybe even crossing over to SmackDown and taunting Ronda with a briefcase. They've got some unfinished business as well. So
exactly,
it could open up so many different paths for Becky to climb out of this downward spiral that she's been mm-hmm. on. So why not give Becky Money in the Bank? It's another notch on her resume.
She's down on her luck, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is her ticket out.
Yeah.
John Cena didn't even acknowledge her.
I mean, she was sulking. Mm-hmm. Too busy sulking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did ask Dominic his pick for women's Money in the Bank, and he said Lacey Evans. So, okay.
Okay. Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Did you ask follow up questions, Rob?
No, I didn't.
I still don't know if she's a heel or a face at this point. So if he knows, tell Dominic mm-hmm. to let me know, because I have no clue.
Mm hmm.
Because she's not healed, this whole, like, except for Becky and Shotzi, those are the only two heels in the match. So, yeah.
Honestly, you know what? It could be Becky. It really could be Becky, but she was so dominant and, like, obvious pick on Raw that I don't think mm-hmm. it's going to be Becky. And then looking at Alexa and Liv Morgan, they're a team, kind of, I think, maybe.
Yeah, frenemies. They call themselves frenemies. Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange. Mm-hmm. Raquel, you know, she seems happy to be there. I hope that things work out for her. Asuka, you know, and then Shotzi. Yeah, I think she's there. I'm with Dominic. I think it'll be Lacey Evans. That's gonna be my official pick. I could see her climbing up to the top of that ladder, putting on her camouflage jacket, waving the American flag while also holding the Money in the Bank briefcase, and then it cuts to a commercial from there. I'm letting you know what's going to happen, Mark.
Did her and Ronda have some sort of history before?
Not that I recall, no.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so. All right.
I mean, the next time Lacey Evans goes through therapy in front of a camera, maybe we'll find out.
Right.
It's like, that's this is what Ronda did.
What was her opening line?
Do you know this? Rob,
I remember. Yeah.
Okay. Here it goes. That's the line.
Mm-hmm.
All the promos.
Let me tell you the one time that Ronda, I threatened Ronda's chicken. Again, another deep cut there. Ronda posted a picture of her and her pet chicken, and Lacey Evans in the comments said dinner.
Oh my god!
Got a whole bunch of backlash for it. Anyway,
wow, Mari, deep cut.
It is.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. It's okay. All right. I'm going with Becky. Rob, who's your pick?
Yeah, I have to say. Also, I'm going to go with Big Time Bex.
Big Time Bex. Okay. Stan?
Yeah, probably Becky. And if she doesn't win, we'll all end up with egg on our face, which I don't mind at all. So
Don't tell Lacey Evans.
Who also raises chickens. Weird. They all have farms. And you're going with Lacey, right, Matt? Is that your official pick?
I don't want to, but you know, Asuka's interesting. But yeah, I'm going to go with Dominic's favorite here, Lacey, as the pick.
You'll there represent goes Dominic's pick.
That's right.
I love that. It's just, and I just, but like none of them have, like only Becky I feel like really has a storyline going into it. That's the only thing why what I'm just thinking, like the whole down on her luck, downward spiral, and that seems to be it. So
I mean, to be fair, you don't really have to have a story heading into Money in the Bank. Like you've seen somebody like Otis just win it out of nowhere, and
weird,
right? I mean, you don't necessarily have to have something, you know, going into the premium live event. So if you just win Money in the Bank, maybe that could be the start of a new storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's get to some of the like main title belts here. Yeah. So for the Raw Women's Championship, we have Bianca Belair versus Carmella. So Bianca is the champion. It's her and Carmella. Unfortunately, they did not have time to build this just because Rhea Ripley got injured 2 weeks ago. And so now we're subbing Carmella in here. We said a lot of great things about Carmella on the last podcast. So go check that out. Unfortunately, I just don't see her beating. Well, not unfortunately. It's very fortunate for me. But I think Bianca is going to win here. Rob, what's your thoughts on Bianca and Carmella?
Well, I'm excited to see Carmella get back in the spotlight. Of course, Carmella shares a name with our dog. So Carmella is a big favorite in the Sesternino household. But
nice.
Wow.
I don't see a shot that she's going to knock out Bianca Belair here and take the title.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Okay.
It could happen. I don't see it happening. In fact, like even this past week on Raw, we kind of saw Carmella get punked out a little bit with failing to sneak attack Bianca from behind. And she had the time and the opportunity, but it did not work out. And honestly, I don't know why they didn't set her up to attack Bianca successfully, or at least
in the ring
and everything. But you know, like everyone, people talk about go home math sometimes when it comes to these things, like who's the one who stood tall on the last show, and it was Bianca. It's gonna be a nice match. Did they wrestle at Money in the Bank last year, or was that just the week after? There was
they were supposed to face each other at SummerSlam last year, and then Becky came in and took Carmella out.
You know what?
And that's how Becky won the title.
They were feuding all summer last year.
They
were feuding at Rolling Loud. They were feuding all summer last year, and then SummerSlam was supposed to be like the third or fourth time once Sasha got subbed out, and then that's when Becky came in. Yeah.
Now there is a world though, maybe, and I don't see Bianca losing the championship, but I believe I saw something about Queen Zelina from Brooklyn showing up. I think she's actually from Queens. She might be from Queens, so maybe I'm wrong. Even better. Perfect. Yeah, Queen. Yeah, it's better if she's from Brooklyn. But I think, I mean, maybe she'll return here and help out Carmella, maybe. I don't think that's going to get Bianca, but it is interesting. Like, why would they give us this match?
That's what would make the match more interesting. Like you get your standard. Yeah, she's from Queens. You get your standard regular match. You think it's just going to be like a regular match. And then you get Zelina come in and you're like, oh God, no. And then maybe like the women's matches are the only matches on the card because Roman's not, you know, Roman won't be defending Money in the Bank. So what I would assume, which I would hope, maybe the Women's Money in the Bank opens the show. So we'll know who the Women's Money in the Bank person is. Now, I do not want anybody to cash in that night because they've done that way too many times with the women already. But I would love if the winner came out, maybe hit Bianca with a briefcase. You know, maybe we get a little scared. but it all fails, falls through. The person keeps their briefcase. Bianca keeps the title. Oh, no. It's a whole Bianca does it. Rob, you with me on this?
I'm with you. I guess that, you know, we think so much about Bianca Belair. Is there any chance that the Money in the Bank winner might be more interested in Ronda's title than Bianca's title?
I think that's actually a smarter move. Like, if I were any of the women, I'd rather use that on Ronda, because, like, what are the chances that you get to have a fair one-on-one matchup against Ronda and you beat her in the ring clean, right? So if I'm an opportunist like a Becky Lynch, like a Shotzi, for example, I would probably cash it in on Ronda.
Good point. Good point. Do you scare Ronda, though? I just don't want anybody to use it. I don't want anybody to use it the same night. Like, please do not use it the same night. I truly hate when they cash in the same night.
Mari, could Becky Lynch, I don't even want to put this out into the universe. I'm so sorry. Becky Lynch win Money in the Bank and then cash in and beat Bianca in less than 26 seconds?
Wow. I hope not. Why would they even do that?
They have the rematch at SummerSlam where Bianca could win it back. I'm not saying I'm a fan of it. I'm feeling the vibes. There's some vibes here.
If anything, I think it's a good point Rob makes. If Becky wins it, she can go either way, because it's also like, is her business concluded with Bianca? Is it not? But like Stan said, very much open for business over there with Ronda. And Ronda's not pulling the ratings like they thought she would. Huh? So does Becky cash in on Ronda? Maybe actually wins it. Like, maybe she becomes the triple in that triple threat, pins Natalya, gets the title, and then you get Ronda chasing Becky. Because I could see, because, you know, Ronda is the Fuse. You get Ronda chasing Becky, at least for the next, like, few months. That would be a better, you know, this will be the first time where they face off where it's clearly aligned where Becky is the bad guy and Ronda is the good guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Ronda even gets her win back at WrestleMania at some point, something like that. I don't know. I don't want Ronda to be here that long.
I mean, they have unfinished business. So, and I don't know if Ronda, I don't think Ronda's going anywhere.
Because I also think that the Rhea Ripley, I don't know if she's going to be on the shelf for that long. That I mean, I feel like that when she first got injured, and I feel like that they were building up her versus Bianca, and I can see that for SummerSlam maybe. So like, just to go back to the Bianca versus Becky, well, seems like that we've been doing that a lot since WrestleMania.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe if Becky wins the briefcase, she then says, well, hey, I'm on SmackDown now. And I like, maybe she's like, oh, my fortunes will be better over here. And, you know, starts taunting Ronda, you know, so I think that would be better. I think I agree. I think Becky and Bianca is a great story. It's a great, always been a great match, but they've done it. I think it's done. I think they should keep it separate.
And SmackDown could use Becky's star power. Yeah. Absolutely. So I agree with that. It would be sad, to your point, Mari. I agree with you, to see like Becky win and then cash in that same night, because it's always nice to have the Money in the Bank looming over everything. Like, could she cash in? It could happen at any moment. And then there's just an embedded tension in everything with that. So I like that story. And, you know, we do have to get that Bianca. We have to get that Becky Ronda match again at some point. They kind of teased it earlier this year. So let's see.
Yeah, even if Becky doesn't jump ship on her own, the WWE draft's bound to happen in a few months, right? Like September, October, season premiere season, or senior season premiere time, I mean. So, you know, it could be a good way to move Becky to SmackDown if she had Money in the Bank.
Yeah, love it. Look at us coming up with ways to make SmackDown more tolerable. So let's get right down to it, because we already set our picks for that one. SmackDown Women's Championship match, Ronda Rousey, the champion, versus Natalya. So I think we've only kind of touched on it. We talked about how Natalya initially won the right to face Ronda by winning that fatal five-way. And ever since then, like, Natalya has just been an absolute troll. And again, she's been so hilarious on Twitter. Like, I don't even know. She's been calling Ronda out on all her, like, problematic, like, viewpoints on Twitter. I was like, Natalya, like, is this...
Oh, my God.
Is this still a work?
Like,
this
she's got no chill.
Follow Natalya on Twitter.
No chill at all. Natty no chill.
Natty no chill. Oh, my gosh. Is it Natalya actually posting, or is it, I don't know, is it like
her social media manager, isn't it like Fred or something? I don't know. She's hilarious. She goes back and forth, pretending if it's her or her assistant. I don't know, but Natty is really, she's been really getting under Ronda's skin on social media. And so you could see it all came to a head last week on SmackDown, where Natalya came out impersonating Ronda Rousey. And the eyeshadow, that truly, it took me out. Like, I was like,
spot on,
please, because there is one thing we're going to do is talk about how Ronda Rousey has the worst eye makeup in, like, the history of wrestling. And Natty went there. Then she had, like, the baby carriage, the baby stroller with her. I was dying. I'm not gonna lie. That was like some very good work from Natty there.
Gosh, you didn't need to bring that up, Mari. Ronda's horrible eyeshadow speaks for itself. But so you bad. Know, I love Natty. I love Natalya Neidhart so much. She's so good. How long has she been around? Like, is she closing in on 20 years? No. You have to think so.
Not in WWE. Oh. She came in like
08. Okay. Mm-hmm. About 14, maybe. So mm-hmm. she's getting to 15 years. So yeah, she's so good. I always feel like she's so underrated. I would love to see her actually win the championship from Ronda and continue a story with her, because she does make it so entertaining, and she's great in the ring, but she's also such a troll across the board. So underrated.
Oof. Yeah. I think also, like, this segment was still kind of cringe. It's always going to be cringe because Ronda's in it. Between, like, Natalya kind of, like, mom shaming Ronda to, like, Ronda, like, body shaming Natalya, calling her old. Like, I was just like, it was just so much.
It's not just that. She also poked fun at the breast augmentation.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Rob.
That was kind of uncomfortable. Yes. I was like, whoa, whoa there.
Throwing it over to Rob for his comments on that.
Yes.
But I have no comments to say about this.
Ronda really was just like shooting from the hip. I'm sorry, I didn't know if you have no comments.
No comments about it.
I have a question for you, Rob. You watch wrestling with Dominic, right?
Yes.
Let's say this segment happened, right? How do you explain it to Dominic? Like,
you know, so a lot of this, like, a lot of these things that people say, like, are just kind of like over the, like, there are a lot of these, like, comments, like, it's just like, we don't, like, there's no follow up. It's just sort of like, we just don't address it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronda shamed her for being childless. I was like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh.
It was just so much going on, talking about how she's been here for so long and she's not main event. I was like, I'm glad that they're friends in real life. Yeah, at least I hope they still are. I hope they agree to all this. Yeah, exactly. Because it was a lot. I don't know. It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, throwing a baby carriage is not cool. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I don't know. I feel like this feud has so much potential just with the two of them involved and in the mix, and it's not as hot as it could have been. Like, I wish people were more excited about it. I wish we were more excited about it too.
True. I just think it's unfortunately it's just that, you know, a middle of the summer pay per view, Money in the Bank, Natalya being the challenger, the bill doesn't feel as big. It just doesn't, all of the other things around it don't feel like it's going to be like a title change or anything like that. Plus, we knew this wasn't the original plans, all of that. So I think that's the big thing. So I'll go with Ronda. Everybody, we just in agreement, it's Ronda.
Yeah, kind of. I will say, though, since you guys brought up how the pot shots got a bit personal, I'm going to speak from experience here. Like back when I was in the local scene here in the Philippines, we did tread that line as well. Like when we would have promos against one another, and that could get really, really dangerous if they just keep bringing up personal stuff and bringing it into kayfabe, bringing it into the storyline. So like I remember a couple of instances where a pot shot went too, you know, it just didn't go over very well with the other person because they didn't see that coming. So like, I expect Ron and Addy to both be pros about it. So I'm pretty sure whatever was said, they probably agreed on before they went out there, because if they didn't, then she's going to go sideways really, really quick. And it's not pretty, not pretty at all.
Yeah. I'm assuming it was written. I think Mari, you could probably attest to this too. I don't know if Ron is the best at improv, so I'm not sure if that was off the cuff.
That's why I think it was kind of off the cuff, because it was very cringe. It was like,
oh, you think? Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think it was like, I don't know. If somebody wrote that, then she didn't deliver it well, because it was like, truly talking about her boob job was not cool. Like it was, it's a crude word for it, but like it was just, like it was weird. I don't know. Vibes were off, but did not pass the vibe check for me. Personally, maybe that's just me.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. The undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships, the champion Usos versus the Street Profits. I'm excited about this match. I think this can definitely be like a match stealer, like of the night. And I'm like, everything is saying the Usos should retain, but also it'd be really cool if the Profits won. Matt, what do you think about the storyline going into Money in the Bank?
I feel like, this is kind of, I'm not super excited about this match because we've gotten this match before. We've had the teases of the Street Profits getting the championships. I think even specifically getting the championships from the Usos, but I know that they were up against the Alpha Academy against the Gable and Otis before kind of facing them. And so I don't know. I'm not too excited about it just because I don't like to see Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford lose. And that might be where it goes. But there's also, you know, the fact that they have had the build of like being associated or being positioned alongside Randy Orton and against alongside Riddle too, and in these in some of the feuds that we've seen. And so I don't know. I'm hopeful that they'll be able to take it and to rise above this. But if not, I just don't want to see this match because I hate to see them lose, and they lose a lot in these big championship spots. Though they have been talking a lot about how they have had the Raw championships, they have had the SmackDown ones, so they do have the cred. The Street Profits have the street cred leading into this one, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, I would definitely say I thought once they brought up with the John Cena one that they had never beaten the Usos. That like it seems like the Usos, whenever the title is on the line, they have not beaten them for the title. Right. I thought that was very interesting. A very good way to like try and get you hype for them to beat it. But also the reason why I could say you can make a case that the Profits beat the Usos here is because if the Usos lose their titles, then the Bloodline, you know, with Brock on the horizon, it'll be like trying to claw and keep their positioning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what like Roman's reaction if they lose those titles? And then he's like, I can't even focus on this because I got to focus on Brock Lesnar. Like, It could make the story go with Roman and Brock a little bit more compelling too, you know, maybe even lead to a rematch at SummerSlam. So I would definitely love to see the Profits win here, or maybe at least just advance the storyline because they do fight a lot, but they are really good at fighting each other. The Usos are just kind of really good at fighting a lot of people, but I do like their chemistry. Rob, how does Dominic feel about the Street Profits and the Usos?
I think he felt like that the Usos were going to retain. I have to go back and check his picks, but I feel like the Street Profits are really fun. I feel like they've been getting a lot of like really good like TV segments. They were with John Cena the other night, and John Cena did tell them never give up, and that really did you know, that seemed to mean something. But they had a really fun segment on SmackDown this past week where they were like walking around backstage and like talking to all the wrestlers backstage. They were like telling jokes with Madcap Moss, and so I would be here for it. I feel like that the Usos like don't give a lot of personality, and so I feel like that the Street Profits would be a lot more fun to have like in a much more regular rotation. But I feel like I don't see the storyline going there, and so I think the Usos are gonna either win or, you know, disqualification or something where, you know, the Street Profits don't get the titles.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, Stan.
I'm a bit more optimistic here just because the Usos won the tag team championships at Money in the Bank last year to begin with. So it could be a nice way to wrap a bow around their title reign, make it full circle, have them lose at Money in the Bank. Plus, I think it's time for a change. I would love to see the Street Profits actually use that edge they've developed over the last few months and finally get that win over the Usos. It reminds me of 300, that last scene where Gerard Butler's character throws a spear at Ramses and he gets wounded like Ramses is the Bloodline, and that's the moment where you make the Bloodline bleed. You make them vulnerable heading into SummerSlam against Brock Lesnar.
Yep, I completely agree with that.
I'm picking up the red Solo cups for the Money in the Bank party on Saturday.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Yes.
Uh-oh, what's going to be in those? I think like my only concern with this, with the Street Profits here, is what happens when they win the championships. But, you know, to be fair, I don't know if WWE has like really thought through what's going to happen when they win the championships. That doesn't mean that they won't win them, or that, you know, and so it could happen. It could happen, but I don't see it. I'm nervous if it happens too, because then it's a question of like, when do they lose it? Who do they have to drop it to? Do they become transitional champions? I worry for them. I worry for Angelo and Montez.
I just think we'll really like lose the plot if we don't get the belts on them at some point with Bianca also having the belt. Like, how is this? She's had two belts, and it seems like they always miss each other. Like when they're the champion, she's not. When she's the champion, they're not. I just want that visual at least once. So I think I'm going to put the good juju in the air. I'm going to say that I want the Street Profits to win here. I think high ceiling Street Profits win. Low ceiling, it's a disqualification and it continues the feud to SummerSlam. I think that's pretty fair. Matt, did you make your selection?
I don't feel great about the Street Profits winning, but I'd be really happy if they do win. I'm going to go with the Usos here because, you know, either I'm right or I'm happy. So it works out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so you're hedging your bet.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think?
I think that the Usos are going to end up retaining the title, whether it's by a pinfall or a disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
Stan, and same with you.
Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna deadlock it and choose the Street Profits because why not?
Oh, okay.
Why not? Yes, yay! I think no matter what, that's going to be a good match. I truly think.
Totally.
Montez jumping just as high as those briefcases was.
That's
oh
nuts!
My gosh,
that was wild,
amazing. And Dawkins did a good job against Jey Uso the other week too. Like everybody was like, "Oh man, Dawkins," you know. It's going to be a good match no matter what, I think. So I'm just keeping that in the forefront. Okay. So this is, I think this will be the final match because the other possibility was Kevin Owens versus Ezekiel. But now that Kevin Owens may be injured, that will probably not be on the card depending on how that goes. So let's talk about the United States Championship match. Theory, who is the youngest United States champion, blah, 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 versus Bobby Lashley. So this week we got the post-match beat down because for some reason, I don't know, have they explained why Alpha Academy is helping Theory? I don't think they explained it. But the Alpha
they
Academy
need something to do. They need something to do.
Very that. So yeah. the Alpha Academy's been helping Theory for the past few weeks, just make Bobby Lashley's life a living, you know.
Like intern for different wrestlers. Like they were helping like Kevin Owens for some reason on the Ezekiel case for a while, and now they're just like working for Austin Theory.
Maybe they're just actually really helpful.
Yeah.
Kind of into all their fellow heels.
Yeah.
Like they're the new APA then, right? Let's like slap some like Alpha Academy Protection Services or something like that.
Getting that back.
Yeah, let's do that. Overall, I've really liked how Bobby Lashley has looked in this feud. I think it shows that he's moved on really well after dealing with MVP and Omos for so long. He's getting consistent pops. Theory is doing a good job of being a bad guy. Word to Rob and word to Chappelle. So he's doing a good job being a bad guy. And this would be this would be a great win for Bobby Lashley because I think it would, I think everybody would pop huge for it. However, I don't think he's going to win. I think they're gonna keep that on Theory for a while. I don't know. Theory versus John Cena? I don't know. I don't know if we're getting it, but it does seem like they might be saving Theory for somebody else. And I think Bobby Lashley having the United States Championship truly won't help him because he just had it. Like I feel like he just had it like 3 months ago. I think Theory is gonna win here. Rob, who you got?
Yeah, this is so hard because I feel like that I know that Theory is like an up and comer, but I feel like that it feels like a step down for Bobby Lashley to even be feuding with Austin Theory. Like I feel like that Bobby right. Lashley, I feel like should be like, you know, in the category with like, I'd like to see him with Roman Reigns. It seems like that he's like slumming it a little bit with Austin Theory. And I like Austin Theory. So it's very hard for me to like wrap my head around this matchup. And so it's, I don't know. I feel like Bobby Lashley will win.
Yeah, it's strange because Bobby Lashley was the WWE champion earlier this year for like a cup of coffee. So Rob, I'm with you. It's hard to wrap my head around it, but for that exact same reason, I feel like Theory will retain. It just seems like they're putting a lot into him and they have a lot in mind for him. And then there's this John Cena thing looming. Could John Cena win the US championship at SummerSlam against, you know, against Lashley, or not against Lashley, against Theory? Maybe. It could happen. It's strange. I don't know what, I don't know who Theory paid off to be put over like this, but it's working. And I think it'll keep working.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Like Bobby, it feels like Bobby has just been like, he feels like he's been in a good place, but then he's like not in a good place. But then I do think the Omis stuff set him up really well, but then it kind of went on maybe a tad too long. But he's getting really good crowd reactions against Theory. So and Theory is the one that they're pushing, so we know that's who they're pushing right now. So it's really, really interesting. Because it does feel like a step down for him, but also feeling like it's exactly where they want him. Because he's not, you know, he's not going to win Money in the Bank. So if you're not going to win Money in the Bank, you might as well get a feature in another title match. You know, even if you lose it, it's better to be in that match instead of in the back. So I don't know. I do not know what's going to happen with him. But I think I'm going to, I'm definitely going with Theory. Stan, who do you got?
I'm with Rob here in that I think it's pretty difficult to pick whether it's Theory or Bobby Lashley, just because when I look ahead to SummerSlam, and if the internet chatter is correct, that it'll be Theory versus John Cena, I'm going to put out a hot take here. I don't think that match needs the United States Championship. I think Theory versus John Cena could carry the entire storyline all on its own, just because of the built-in nuances between the two of them. So I'm okay with either Theory or Bobby Lashley winning here. I don't really have a pick.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it is like John Cena with the US title, I feel like is would be very, very weird. I feel like that maybe it makes more sense to, if you gave it to Bobby Lashley and then you could have a Cena Austin Theory matchup and that doesn't need the title. Yeah, I agree.
See, that makes a lot of sense too. And it's interesting because there's then the question of like, what does Lashley do? Does he just go back to, you know, feuding with MVP and Omos? Maybe that's what we get for SummerSlam. It's all wild because SummerSlam is also in July. So it's also close together. So they don't have a ton of time to build. They have about 4 weeks, barely. Actually, they don't even have 4 weeks to build to the match. It's just a little less than that. So, I guess it makes sense for Lashley to win because it would really kind of be a crushing blow for him to lose. And, you know, it was interesting that Cena was saying, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when I'll be back. Which I think that he'll be back for this. So. We might see him on Sunday or whenever this is happening, Saturday.
Yeah, he could cost Theory the title, which would be interesting. But it also is like, does Bobby Lashley need help beating Theory? You know, there's not another time where you're like, oh, do you need help? But that could help further the John Cena and Austin Theory feud if we have one. And like Stan said, and then you would hope that in that type of feud, Cena would probably, you know, stare up at the lights to help him. So that would be another reason why you don't need the title on the line there. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to, he did it for Roman.
Yeah. But then we think, I'm thinking of the Pat McAfee match.
Yeah.
Too. Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I think that Theory just being in the ring with John Cena would get him over and build him up. And, you know, he could come across as this obnoxious heel against Cena. So, again, I'm kind of amazed that they would shotgun him to that match. But I mean, we all, Mari, we talk all the time about building new stars, and
well, that's what I'm saying.
Doing that.
Cena would look at the light for him.
Oh, yeah. I just can't imagine it. But I could see Cena winning that match and theory still being built up is kind of what I'm seeing. But you would imagine that we'll get John Cena at SummerSlam. It's one of the big four, traditionally speaking.
Yeah, I feel like it would be wild for John Cena to come back to the WWE to do a program and lose to Austin Theory at Summer without like being like some major shenanigans. Like John Cena has a huge career and a lot of things going on right now. It would be wild. I mean, he's not losing to Roman Reigns. Like he's losing.
Again.
I mean, Rob, he did stress being 45. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe he's building up the excuses a little bit here.
Like, with all due respect, I mean, that theory was that his last pay-per-view, that he was just fighting Mustafa Ali. That he's going to go from Mustafa to John Cena.
Why not?
And win?
Yeah. Rob,
I'll be here to see it. Yeah, I'd love to see it happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And also Austin Theory telling John Cena, saying A-Town down to John Cena's face and telling him he's too old to understand the reference. Sir, that reference is from 2003. So the fact that you're still using it here in WWE, that's right on time for them. That's normally how long it takes for a cultural reference to make it to wrestling. So it's just like, his character.
I mean, I see a world where people actually cheer John Cena unanimously just because he's up against Theory.
Right.
So
I agree.
Right. So I think it's very possible that they just have that storyline without any championships involved. And honestly, whoever wins that match would probably look good coming out of it either way.
I agree. I mean, I think it could go either way. I don't know. I think this match can go either way. And I think if we get Cena in theory, maybe that match could go either way too. So weird. I mean, we're kind of out of matches. We could speculate a little bit. So Pat McAfee and Baron Corbin are already set for SummerSlam. So they won't be at Money in the Bank.
You mean bum-ass Corbin?
Yes. Yeah, bum-ass Corbin.
Very creative.
Which I can't wait. I really can't wait for that match. I think that's going to be a pretty good match. And then, like we said, AJ Styles and Miz, what are they doing? They're not doing anything for Money in the Bank. Maybe they'll throw them on a pre-show or something. No, where the Mysterios at? I don't know. This feels like not enough matches. I don't know. All right, so let's go. Before we wrap things up, let's just I'll ask everybody, what match are you looking forward to the most? I'll start with you, Matt. Match are you excited for?
I think I'm most excited for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. I'm not usually the most excited for a men's match. Like, usually there's a women's match that jumps out, but there's that mystery competitor here that makes things a little bit interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Stan, how about you next? Oh, sorry, Rob, how about you next? You look
like I was gonna say, do you think that they could potentially go into Sunday with a mystery spot open, kind of like with Seth and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, or do you think that it'll get locked down on SmackDown?
I'm hoping that they go in with the mystery mystery spot. If not, then I don't know what I'm most excited for. Maybe I'm most excited to see
No, don't Rhonda change it now. Don't change it now.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost after that. So I do hope that they leave the mystery. Like, why throw someone in there last minute on SmackDown or on social media when you can just have the reveal, whether it's a disappointing one or not, on the actual show? But then again, that might be a good reason to reveal it beforehand, because they might know it's going to be disappointing. We'll see.
Yeah, they haven't announced a SmackDown match to fulfill that spot. So, and again, the last match was called The Last Chance. So, I mean, why would you say Last Chance and still have an extra spot open? Maybe we get it going. We still get the mystery competitor going into it. But the thing is there, if you have that mystery competitor open going into the premium live event,
right,
that better be a really good competitor, and maybe they better even win.
Not Gunther.
Ooh.
Yeah, where is he?
He's
the Intercontinental Champion on SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, where is he on this card?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll be on the pre-show.
Him and Ricochet had a really good match last week. Mm-hmm. Well, beatdown last week. it would be weird if he, I don't know. You know, they like putting the pre-show as like SmackDown is normally kind of been the pre-show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Gunther in there because I've never called the Gunther match, and I've been dying to like make all the references to the Ring General and all that stuff. So like I would love to see Gunther being the, you know, the seventh person, but it's been done before. The mystery guy heading into Money in the Bank, right? You guys mentioned it earlier, Brock Lesnar in 2019. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on hoping that it just becomes vacant or TBD heading into Saturday.
Yeah.
Is there any chance it's Brock Lesnar in that?
Oh God, not again!
Got SummerSlam on lock.
Yeah,
you never know. You know, it could be Roman. He'll just take the briefcase with him, carry it around like jewelry. It could be Brock. He doesn't need it. But
what if it's The Rock? We're gonna continually think it'll it's the Rock until he shows up.
Is he like the default pick on the Wrestling or Hap Up?
Yeah, if there's ever the mystery person, it's The Rock.
Rob, or Cody at this point.
Yeah.
Still Cody. Yeah, Cody's still possible. Cody. Rob, what match are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm very excited for the Money in the Bank matches. Those are super fun. We watched last year's this morning, start to get ready this week to get ready for Saturday night. But I'll say that, Theory versus Lashley, I think is just very intriguing about like which way it could go, because I'm very curious to see like where they're going with this.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. I like that pick. Stan, how about you?
It's got to be both Money in the Bank matches. And I think the upside of not having Roman Reigns on the card is that the attraction matches are actually the main attractions. You've got both ladder matches really being the headliners here. And I look at Money in the Bank season as kind of like a resetting of the status quo, kind of like WrestleMania season, where you can have like a new male and female contender popping up out of nowhere, just eyeing the main championship. So I'm all in on both ladder matches being the top things I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Nice. I have to go with the Usos and the Street Profits because I know it's going to be a good match. Like I can't imagine it not being a good match unless somebody like breaks the leg.
God, I hope not.
I know. I hope not. I still think it's,
if you call that now, that's going to be, oh my God.
Yeah. Now I'm nervous.
That'd be so bad.
Please don't text anybody, Mari. Please.
I'm not. I think that has, of all of them, I think that has the most intrigue of like maybe possibly actually switching titles. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe the titles actually change hands. So that we get some fire on the feet of the bloodline, you know?
Make them bleed.
Make them bleed. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And of course, of all the Money in the Bank matches, the men, I wonder if the men's is just going to be brutal. I wonder if it's just going to be like very hard hitting and brutal. The women, I want to see how that goes because, you know, like, it feels like there's a lot of Money in the Bank newbies in there. I don't know. I want to see it. We'll see what happens. Okay. Guys, I can't believe we're done. We're done. That's it for the highlights of the week. Those are our Money in the Bank predictions. And of course, like we said, you can find all of the clips, all of the storylines that we talked about in the show notes and in the description, either at the bottom of the YouTube page or in your podcast descriptions. So let's start with plugs. Rob, what do you got going on?
Oh, well, it's the all is a little bit. Everybody's waiting for Big Brother to
very come quiet
around the corner. It's a little too quiet.
Too quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, we have a lot of fun podcasts as usual, including we had a really great interview with Jason Robinson, who it's Talking with T-Bird season 3. that I guess Matt got T-Bird really going when he had her on Pod Friends. And then season three of Talking with T-Bird has been electric. And so Jason Robinson, he just got back from going to space on board Blue Origin and has a lot of stories about that experience and a lot of survivor talk as well. And then a lot of other fun stuff over on robinswebsite.com.
Okay. Stan, plug yourself.
So I was part of the Tagalog voice cast for Don't Look Up on Netflix. I played you. Oh. That's Timothy Chalamet's character. That was a lot of fun to do. Just get in the studio and channel my inner drifter. For all the Filipinos listening, please check out the Tagalog audio on Don't Look Up. And my personal podcast, On Deck with Stan C, I wrapped season four a couple of weeks ago talking about mental health and why it's important for us to just be open about it, how I opened up about my own mental health journey. There's that. And if you want to check out the Wrestling podcast in the Philippines, where we talk pro wrestling every week, it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. And follow me on Twitter @_StanC.
Yes, Matt.
Yes, so you could find me listening to On Deck with Stan C. Stan is a big fan of this past season, so just want to give the plus one to encourage people to check that out. And a lot of meaningful podcasts and conversations there. And on top of that, you can follow me at Matt Scott GW. And of course, you could find me here on the Wrestling Wrap Up. But also, we just wrapped up the Pride Has Spoken series on RHAP, which was really incredible all month. Dr. Evie Jagoda spoke with different queer survivor players. And so there are lots of conversations there if you go to robhiswebsite.com/pridefeed. And I'm really proud of that, that we could feature 20 different survivors, queer survivors. It's almost hard to like think of that many off the top of your head. So that was really awesome. And we just dropped an episode this week, which featured an interview with Ricard from Survivor 41 and also about 15 voicemails from a bunch of other survivors. So definitely check that out.
That was really cool.
It was such a fun series. And I think it's amazing because we, you know, it's a lot of serious conversations, but we also laughed a lot along the way, lots of great moments. And so I'd encourage people to check that out. And then Pod Friends, of course. So started the season with talking with T-Bird, not talking with T-Bird, but talking with T-Bird, speaking with T-Bird. And, you know, there's so many different people, podcasters mainly that I've interviewed this season. Just last week was Beth Dixon on, who talks about RuPaul's Drag Race, and it pops up on a bunch of other things. And, you know, I've gotten lots of great feedback about that. If you've been listening this season, you've heard from Grace Leader, David Bloomberg. So it's an action-packed time over Pod Friends and just getting started with this summer season of Pod Friends. And so you can check that out at robhiswebsite.com/podfriendsfeed. Lots of exciting things. Mari, where can the people find you?
Well, of course, every week, me and Sarah Carding bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP with the Crime Scene podcast. This week, we just dropped our episode Undercurrent, based off a two-part docuseries on HBO following the death and disappearance of a female journalist named Kim Vall and the Danish multimillionaire megalomaniac who killed her. So definitely go check that out. We have a great guest, like a true crime podcast OG, Rebecca Lavoie. She's been in the podcasting business and a true crime writer for like decades. She's one of Sarah's heroes, and she was so grateful. We were so grateful she blessed our podcast with her presence. So definitely go check that out. You can subscribe by going to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed. You can follow us on Twitter @crimescenerhap. That's crime SEENRHAP on Twitter. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two on Twitter. To check out. Can't wait for Big Brother 24 to start. So when that starts, can definitely start dropping Big Brother podcasts. I'm sure I'll be on some of those. Mm-hmm. Me and Rob did an awesome Naked and Afraid standalone podcast.
Naked Afraid XL. Week. Yeah.
Yes. Naked and Afraid XL podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, go check that out. That's on the main RHAP feed. That was a lot of fun. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from that. So go check that out if you're not afraid of hearing people talk about naked people in the jungle. So
in the Amazon.
It was really barely about the naked people. Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't about the nakedness at all. But also, we like to encourage you to go check out the Purple Pants podcast hosted by Bryce Isaiah, where each week Bryce spices up your podcast feed, covering reality TV and popular culture. Of course, you get Miss Barb's message. She normally picks up your spirits. Casual tea with Amon Adwin. He's not in the Big Brother 24 house. He will be covering pop culture with Bryce Isaiah. Every week, there's a name new Freak of the Week, along with a church announcement. And each month, Bryce and Isaiah, 8Ball, the one who does our intro music, they have a special playlist and a segment that they call the Purple Pants Playlist. Definitely go check that out. I love it. You love the Purple Pants playlist, Rob?
I don't know why they don't call it Isaiah and Isaiah. Oh. I see Rob Weird. Yeah.
Good point.
It's too late now.
It's too late now.
Yes.
Bryce, along with Chappelle and Sharia Lloyd, are covering the second season of P-Valley. It's a Starz hit show. I love that show. I love listening to them talk about it. So definitely go listen to that. And finally, once a month, Bryce has your spiritual forecast with Gangsta Gurry on Purple Pants Premonition. So go check out the Purple Pants podcast by subscribing to the Rob Has a Website. The Rob Has a Podcast reality TV wrap up feed. Okay, Rob, you just gonna let me struggle there?
Yeah. Well, Bryce has a really great episode up this week. He reached out to a number of women to talk to them about the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. My wife, the First Lady of Podcasting, also appears in that episode of the podcast. So. Yeah. Of course, Bryce is, such a great voice in this community. And so he always does such a great job. So, check out the Purple Pants podcast. So you go to Rob's website, PPP feed for Bryce's podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So, of course, we hope you have already rate, reviewed, and subscribed. If not, go to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed to subscribe to us. Leave those five stars.
He was on Raw this week.
Yes, he was for like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So please also tweet at us using Wrestling Rehap Up and hashtag Wrestling Rehap Up. But other than that, remember, wrestling is for everybody, but not all wrestling is for everyone. Goodbye.
Throw 'em up, lay it down, just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like a Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flush it in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw 'em up, lay it down, just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.